Hello.
Hi, Anthony.
Yeah.
Hey, Anthony, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. I was just calling to follow up with you and see if you had a chance to get back with your partner, what your guys' final decision was for the Google guarantee.
So he is a little more open to it after our discussion.
Cool.
They have some questions.
Sure.
First of all, he wanted to, and I mean, it's good just to see it anyway, is, well, here's the question first, and maybe you answered this before and I just don't remember.
Sure.
So when there's a listing on Google, so I did a search for remodelers in my area or whatever, and mm-hmm. I saw that there were like three across the screen for mm-hmm. Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody clicks on that,
mm-hmm.
It just brings up just some basic information, almost like a little profile or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it a call tracking number? Is that how it's counted as far as leads? Is like when somebody calls that number?
Right. So that's a great question. So first things first, I don't know if you're in front of a computer right now, but I just looked up remodeling contractor. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So go ahead and look up remodeling contractor. I don't know how to say your city. Is it Sachet?
Saxy.
Okay. So once you pull it up, you do see the three across the top, but literally right below that, there's a little blue line that has an arrow that says more general contractors and SASE. So you click that, and it gives you the complete drop-down of every GC that is Google Guarantee certified. Once you click that, you're going to scroll through here, Anthony, and you're going to see that some of them have the green check mark, and then when you get down towards the bottom, those ones don't have the green check mark. The ones that don't have the green check mark at this moment means that they're not active at this very moment in this very hour. They're still Google Guarantee certified. They just don't have their ads running live right now for whatever reason, whether they're booked, they paused it, for their hours of operation aren't open, right? Like whatever the case is, their ad is paused at this moment, so they just rotate to the bottom because they're not taking calls at this moment, okay?
Okay.
Now, when you scroll towards the top, all the ones with the green check mark, these guys are all live and in action right now. So you're absolutely correct. When you click on the individual name, you can see the profile, and this is part of what we optimize. So we optimize this listing itself in addition to all of the keywords and things like this to get you pushed not only further to the top, but also to make your ad more attractive. Now, when they click that Google call tracking phone number, you're not automatically charged. Okay. Now, that call tracking phone number is directly through Google. Google has access to the call recording. You have access to the call recording. We have access to the call recording. And the point of this is because AI is assigned and listening to each of these calls looking for specific buzzwords. So if it's a robo-dialer, if it's a press one dialer, if it's, you know, those Yahoos calling out of the country, you know, if it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if it's a service, if they're requesting a service you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile and you guys decline the job, or if they ask for a service outside of your service radius that's not listed on your service profile and you decline the job. For all of those things, you are not charged.
Okay.
The only time that you're charged is when they ask for estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, which is extremely rare. I mean, how are you ever going to estimate a house remodel on the phone?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or if you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give face-to-face estimate, which is a lot more realistic for you guys. So those are the two instances that Google considers that a qualified call. That is when you would be charged for the lead.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, will I get a list of the leads? Like, will I have a dashboard or something like that? Will I be able
Yes. So first and foremost, the clients are calling you. You're not handed a phone number and saying, here, Anthony, call this number. These people might be looking for what you offer. Good luck. No. People have gone to Google, they've seen your profile, they've read your reviews, they've looked at your stuff, they've decided they want to work with Easy Home Remodel, and they have then made contact. The clients are contacting you directly. When the call comes through, it does say LSA for local service at Google Guarantee Lead. So you know for a fact that it's a lead coming through, first and foremost.
Okay.
Secondly, it's a live human being on the other end of the phone. Third, you of course you have access to the actual phone numbers of the clients because that's all through your local splash dashboard. Okay? And you have access to that call recording. So say by some chance that the call was unqualified and it slipped through the cracks, like you accidentally got charged, right?
Right.
Then you call us and we call Google right away, we dispute it, and we go ahead and get it taken care of. And that's why everybody has access to the call recording, so there's no question about it, because they know what you guys have been through with, like, HomeAdvisor and Angie's and just all the the different opportunities of things you've had to dispute, and it hasn't been made right for you. So that's why Google is very specific about the guidelines, about the requirements, and also about how this exactly works for you guys and who has access to it, because they want to make it more profitable for you.
Okay. Okay. Quick question before we move on, kind of a little off the subject.
No worries.
Because I can't do anything on this computer. My navigation bar, like on the right, where you go up and down, is not there. So I can't scroll on anything. Do you know why that would be?
What kind of computer are you on?
A Dell Latitude, the laptop.
Can you press F10?
Yeah.
Did that bring it back down to normal? No?
No.
I know that when I've blown my screen up too big and it takes away the navigation bar, I can press F10, and it
Well, I'm looking. I thought it was, well, maybe that was what it was, but I'm at 100%.
What the heck?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to my
navigation bar not showing on. You said it's a Dell what?
Dell Latitude. Oh no, it's not a Latitude. I'm sorry. That was my old one. This, I don't know what this is. It's just a Dell laptop.
Okay. Let's
see. Oh, it is
a
Latitude. I'm sorry.
Make up your mind.
I know, right?
Navigation bar. Okay. These are all toolbar. Hold on. It's on the side. I'm going to tell you, I'm not, like, super good with this stuff.
No, that's okay. So I just clicked on, so I've got the three bars at the top where it brings up the menu, and then I open that up, I click on settings, and it's there on that one, the bar on the right. It's there. But if I go out of it,
maybe because you're on a laptop, have you tried just pushing the arrows?
Yeah, it won't go up or down.
It won't?
No, it goes side to side. It won't go up and down.
And you don't have the mouse?
No, like, just a little.
Wow.
Just weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll figure that out.
Super weird.
Because I was trying to scroll down to see the other contractors, and I was like, well, it's not there.
Right, I understand. I could tell you who's there if you want.
Yeah,
right now who's showing is like Contempo Construction, EcoStar Remodeling and Contract Construction, Elite Innovators, Zion Remodeling and Construction, Nimble Restoration Services, LLC, Performance Painting, Pella Windows and Doors, Space Construction, Premier Restoration and Construction, Native Roofing and Construction, Lowe's Home Services, Monarch Roofing and Construction, and now we're getting down into the guys who are not active at the moment. We have Colin Bryan Remodel, RDT Restoration, High Bar Roofing and Construction, and Skyline Countertops, LLC, are the guys who are, these are all the guys in your area.
Okay, well, all righty then. Yeah, I guess I'll figure that out later. Okay, so here's the other question we had. So like, I see this first one, so I'm just going to go ahead and click on it, which is Contempo Construction.
Mm-hmm.
Got the little profile opened up, that sort of thing.
Right.
So this little profile, is that something that you guys create, or how does that get put together?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's create. Yes, that's absolutely what we do. So what we do is we take the reviews that you have from your Google Business profile, load here, and then we also help you, obviously, to generate more five-star reviews because we want to really crank that up as much as possible. But, yes, the entire profile is absolutely created on behalf of the business. So this guy, this person isn't our client, but, yes, that is exactly how it's done. And when you click on it, you can see right below the name, it says overview. So it gives you the overview of the profile. And then it gives you, if you click on services, you can see the different services that this particular client is providing within that vertical. And then the reviews, you can literally just go through and read the reviews and take a look at that. Mm-hmm. And then photos. So the photos are very important because we optimize the photos as well. The more photos that we have to work with, the better it's going to be. And when you're looking at this guy's photos, you can tell these aren't stock photos. These are real life photos of stuff that he actually did, which obviously is going to be better. The more real stuff that you, people don't want to see a stock photo. They know what a stock photo looks like. They want to know, let me see it tore down. Let me see it redid, you know, like.
Yes.
So that this guy is probably, he has a lot of content and his is looking really good. It's probably why he's shown where he's showing, because he only has 21 reviews, which isn't that many reviews, but he's showing above EcoStar, who has 98 reviews, which goes to show you it's not just based on reviews. It's how the listing itself is optimized.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's see here. Go back to the overview. So this does not, so it's not really a landing page. It's just this little profile. And then somebody can go to their, oh no, you can't even go to their website.
You can get to their website. Let me see here, because we always attach the website to it. Let me see. Where is it not showing? Overview. That's very weird. Because we don't ever put them up there without the website. Let me see if the second guy is his website showing. That is weird. Let me ask them a question real quick. I thought so too. Yeah, my boss said he thought that the website showed too. Maybe it's a glitch of some sort. Hold on, let me ask over here in this other chat.
Kind of what I'm thinking is they want the customer to call that call tracking number and not bypass them by going to the website, so they probably don't put it there.
Probably. But usually we can just adjust the call tracking number to, that makes sense. But usually I've seen them up there before. Is it showing on the GG profiles? Okay, let me ask. I just sent it into the Google Guarantee live chat to see what the other agents are saying about it. But that does make sense why they wouldn't do it on this particular listing. That is a very valid reason. But the thing is they don't want you up there if you don't have one either. So that's kind of weird, you know? But that does make sense as to why, exactly why. You know, let's see here. Yeah, they haven't responded to me yet, so I'm just waiting to see why. Is that something
that's
going to make it or break it for you?
No, of course not.
Okay. She said we will be checking. There have been quite a few bugs over the last days, so I will add this one as well, meaning directly with Google. Like if Google's having a bug issue, then we report it.
Okay,
thank you. Okay. This isn't a current client yet. I want to just let them know it's not like your profile that's messing up yet. He's a prospect at this point. You're not a current GG client. Let me be sure. You have to be so specific in here.
Right.
Because you don't want to... And this was his question. Okay. Thank you for letting me know that, though, because I've always seen the websites on there before. So it may be a bug or it may be what you said, because that is makes like a 1,000,000% sense what you just said about it being that they want you to go through this Google call tracking number. So the other thing that we always suggest is like as soon as you get them on the phone and you're talking with them, give them your regular phone number. We always suggest that. We always encourage that. You know, if you have the opportunity to not be charged for something, absolutely 1,000,000% you should take advantage of that because you're already paying for a premium spot, you know?
Right. Okay. All right. So here is his only holdup. So he is in... And I agree with him on this to an extent. But he's very particular about our reviews. He wants nothing but 5 stars, all that kind of stuff, which I agree. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
So we collect reviews on Google, which we just got fixed with your company. So there's not very many reviews on that.
And then
we do them on the BBB website.
Mm-hmm. We can list that on here as well.
However, there are 2 reviews on there. One's a 4-star and one's a 3-star. And so trying to work with those customers to get those changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't want to put out anything that is going to link those 3-star and 4-star. I'm in discussion right now with those customers. Like, hey, you know, what can we do? Because one of them is just stupid. Material costs went up and they weren't happy about it, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Not much.
And the other one.
That.
Yeah. And the other one is, I think it's just some miscommunication that happened. So I'm trying to make them happy and all that kind of stuff is we don't want any bad reviews out there. I mean, there are so many contractors that are just really crappy contractors and crappy people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not how we run our business. So we want to make sure that everybody is completely happy, 5-star happy. So I'm working with those 2 customers to try to get those changed.
Right.
So that right now is his only holdup. Otherwise, we're good to go. We want to give it a shot.
Okay.
So
what I would tell you is this, Anthony, it takes 4 to 8 weeks for complete approval.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So if we get you guys started now, I mean, in 4 to 8 weeks, you're going to have those 2 customers squared away. Either way, like if you wait until those customers are squared away, you still have that 4 to 8 week waiting period, like no matter what. Like we pray that it comes to fruition sooner. I have seen it come to fruition sooner, but it is not like a promise. And then the other thing is when I understand his feeling on it personally, and I get that, but when you're looking at this Google guarantee, the top 2 guys that are up there right now are 4.7.
Right.
Out of 98 reviews.
Yeah.
Out of 21 reviews, you know, and I get it. It's his personal, and I understand that. I completely, and that makes me so happy that he wants to stand by his work like that. And you guys as a company want to stand by your work in such a way that if we can't have 5-star, we don't want your review, basically, you know, I get that. But when I look at your business right now, when I pull up your business profile, it shows that you have a 5-star ranking. It doesn't show that you have a 4.9 or a 4.7. I'm looking at your Google listing right now, and it shows me you have 6 reviews with a 5-star rating.
Right, that does. But the others are on the BBB site.
Yeah, BBB can be tough. Even when they go back in, and remove their review completely, because it's happened to us.
Yeah.
And everything's been made right with them. We've completely refunded a year's worth of costs. Okay? Like, we've bit the bullet to get them to fix their review, and the review still doesn't come down. It just shows that the case is closed.
Right.
So if it's a BBB situation, he might be better just to quit the BBB. Like, I seriously, we're a national company. We have been doing this for 18 years, and we still can't get these people to take their stuff down.
Really?
And obviously, we're going to bend over backwards. We have, with all due respect, we have way more money than you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, we're going to do whatever it takes to get these people to take it down, and all it does is show that it's resolved. It never gets taken down.
Hmm.
Once the complaint's made with the BBB, I don't know that it can be taken down.
It wasn't a complaint. It's just a review.
Right,
so,
but it's either 5-star or it's considered a complaint, right?
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
What we're going, if you don't want the BBB rating to show on that profile until it's at a 5-star, that's not a problem. We don't have to show it on there until it's 5-star, because your Google profile shows it's a 5-star, which is where we're targeting. The extra accolades with the BBB and things like that are obviously really good for promotional reasons, you know, for one reason or another. And the BBB is to be trusted, because you have to actually prove that you were a legitimate client of whoever's that you're on there talking about. You can't just say, oh, I hated their service, they would never stop calling me, but you never actually dealt with them, right? You can't just make a crazy complaint to the BBB. The BBB is a legitimate place to make a real complaint or a real accolade.
Sure.
However, we don't have to list that on your Google profile, because it's not a requirement. And so until it's where you want it to be, we don't have to advertise it onto the Google guarantee. That's an option.
Okay.
If you think you'd be open
right.
to that, you know, because you have that 4 to 8 week process. Plus, I don't know how it actually works, because I know that we have an entire department dedicated just to reviews and the BBB situation ourselves, and we still haven't been able to get it like that. So hopefully you are able to, because you're dealing on a smaller scale. So hopefully you are able to work with those people, and they have the ability to go back in and increase it and get it where you want it to be. But again, it doesn't have to affect the Google guarantee and the overall profile of the company.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, let me talk to them again today, because I didn't realize. I think I remember you telling me that now, about the 4 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell him that.
Okay.
Because I told, because he's like, you know, let's just wait. I was like, here's the deal. We're, mm-hmm. you know, we're already in July.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to wait, and then it's going to be a fall, and then we're going to have holidays, and
mm-hmm.
we need to do something now.
Right.
And just wait. So, okay, let me talk to him and let him know that it's a 4 to 8 week deal for approval, and mm-hmm. that will give us plenty of time to resolve the other issue.
Right. And also, it doesn't have to go on there until it's where he wants it to be.
Yeah.
You
okay.
know? And then once it is where he wants it to be, we pop it on there. If it ever drops, we pop it off. Like, it's not hard, you know?
Sure.
We can take care of all that for him. Absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good.
Should I follow back up this evening?
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that.
Okay. How about 5?
Yeah, that'll work.
Perfect. I'll talk with you then.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.